Hello.
Hello? Hello,
Yes.
glad to meet you. Hello, glad to meet you. My name is Daniel. I'm from Option Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinion are very important to the success of the survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. So let me just ask you a few questions here real quick. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? The options that we have are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as a governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as a president?
What's the lowest one?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
All right. If the 2024 election were held today, from whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Joe Biden.
Okay. For whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Strongly approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Due to $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Support.
Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? I'm going to read you two statements here. The first one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland.
Oh, gosh. I support both of them, so I don't know how I could pick.
We could do the both, as you said.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time. As of right now, we're sitting on the 35% of completion of the survey, so I highly appreciate your time. So let's move on to the next question. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? The options are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree.
The highest one of agree. It should be a felony.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in death?
Only 10 years? Yeah, I'll support the highest one.
Okay.
Buddy, you preach.
Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
About the right amount.
Okay. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
What else do they do? I mean, do they
only what?
I don't know too much about them. I mean, do they counsel people to not get abortions, or are they just not involved in that? They're just offering resources. I'm not really sure.
The information that I was provided is that they only assist the people during their pregnancy and after
okay,
the baby's
then
born.
I support them.
Strongly in favor, would you consider?
Strongly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
No, I don't support that.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Legally or illegally?
Illegally.
Illegally.
Yes.
Not legal. Okay. Yes, I do support health care.
Okay.
For
strong, so would you say strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? The options are regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never.
I guess occasionally is the only one that would work.
Okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? The options are a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, not a problem at all.
A big problem.
Okay. A way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages between 25 to 45 years old to play? The options are strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Okay. Right now we are sitting at 60.
You said the minimum 25, right?
That's correct.
For that. Okay. All right.
Okay, so yes, as of right now, we're sitting on a 60% of completion. When we hit the 75%, I'm just going to finish asking you some statistical questions so I can document these interactions. So once again, I highly appreciate your time. Let's move on with the next question here. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank accounts access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? The options are strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
Strongly support.
All right. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Let me just read you the four options. The first one is, abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion
should be... The first one should be legal in all cases.
Okay.
Nobody's business but the...
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Let's move on to the next one here. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No.
Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? The options are strongly favor to strongly oppose.
Strongly favor.
Okay. So right now we have achieved 78% of completion. I'm just going to finish asking you some statistical questions here. So may I have your age, please?
71 and a half.
Okay, thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Yes. Democrat.
Okay. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsbrooks and David Throne?
David Throne.
So let me just check here. I'm going to review the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 60-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has held the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the elections were held today, for whom will you vote, candidate A or candidate B?
Candidate A.
All right. Are you white or African-American or other race?
Caucasian.
Okay. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Non-religious.
Okay. Check here. All right. So this concludes our survey. I highly appreciate your time once again, and thank you so much for answering all the questions. I don't know if you have something to say to me or any questions.
No, I don't have anything to say.
All right.
What was the name of the poll again?
The poll is Opinion Research.
Okay.
That's how it's called, and we are pretty much conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics.
Okay. It did seem Maryland-based. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, in that case, once again, I highly appreciate your time, and have a great rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.